Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 36. Panther Springs is a park about a mile away from my house. The park maintains the pristine nature of the Texas countryside. It's covered with cactus, cedar trees, and wild animals. There's even a sign that says, "Beware of snakes, mountain lions, coyotes, wild boars, and so on." I've seen snakes in there, and I've seen coyotes in there, but I haven't seen a mountain lion, thankfully. I plan to meet M in the parking lot at Panther Springs. Right across from the parking lot is a dog park, and that's really well used. I pulled into the Panther Springs Park and parked facing the doggy park. I gave a moment's thought to getting a dog. Babe and I always had a dog when we raised the girls. I fondly remembered my German Shepherd, Gypsy. She was as good a friend to me as any dog could be. My reverie stopped when Em pulled in next to me. We got out of our cars, greeted each other, and set off on our walk. Em and I walked along a paved trail surrounded on both sides by yucca and prickly pear. Walking through Panther Springs was a nice change from the coffee shop. It was a beautiful South Texas late fall day. The temperature was in the high 70s. There was not a cloud in the sky. I looked at Em and said, "I got a newsletter from a grieving self-help group that said there is a difference between grieving the right way and grieving the wrong way. If I'm grieving the right way, they say, I will eventually navigate the grieving and the mourning process. If I'm grieving the wrong way, they say, I'm running on a treadmill, putting on lots of miles and making no progress. What do you think, Em? Is there a right way and a wrong way to grieve?" Em didn't answer right away. We kept walking. I knew enough to keep quiet and let her think about the question I asked her. 100 yards further, she said, "What makes you think there is a right way to grieve, Ray?" "I read it in the newsletter," I said, and felt foolish a moment after I uttered the words. Em let it pass. "I know you love sports, Ray. Is there a right way to hit a baseball?" Em asked. I thought about it for a second. "No, as long as you can hit a baseball, it doesn't matter. There are some general mechanics all ball players share, but each one hits with a personal style. What does that tell you about grieving? It's not a trick question. Everyone has their own way of dealing with grief, Em. There is no one way or one size that fits all." Em patted my shoulder. "You've got it on your first attempt. Like you said, there are mechanics everyone needs. In the end, using the baseball metaphor, it's you in the batter's box and grief pitching. No one else can hit the ball but you. Here's another thing the grief experts say, Em. You have to work your grief. What does that mean?" "I'd like to drop grief off by the side of a deserted road." Em stopped and pulled out her iPhone. She pointed to the flowers just off the trail's edge. "I love flowers. I want to take this photo. They give us their beauty if we are awake to appreciate their gift. They'll soon die, but they'll spring forth again for their next growing season. Think God is sending us a message about life with the flowers?" Em didn't wait for me to answer. She said, "Barb gave us her beauty, especially to you, and she gave it to all she met. Always be grateful for her gift, Ray. You know there will be another season. God is telling you there will be another season." I can't help myself. Tears roll down my cheeks. I embrace them. After a moment, I let go. "Thank you. There will be another season," I said. "I understand what you're saying when you say you feel blind, Ray. I felt the same way. I felt alone, lost, not knowing what to do or where to go. All these things intimidate, frighten, and rip away our confidence. When I found something familiar, I held on to it, not wanting to let it go. I didn't realize it at the time. All it gave me was a false sense of security. I stopped and stared at him for a second before turning to walk on. Look at you. You're amazing. You figured it out. What did you do, Em?" I walked on, hoping Em would share her recipe with me. "I'm not amazing, Ray. I didn't figure it out. I still tear up. I still feel it. I did the mechanics, the things I know you're doing. I exercise, eat healthy, grew my social networks, and I worked on nurturing my spiritual center. The rest developed out of what I was doing. It's what's happening to you. And, like me, you'll only recognize it after it happens. Always, when I look back, I see the hand of God on me. I don't see it when I'm in the middle of the storm, only after I get through the storm. The only thing I can say for certain, Em, is that my tear ducts are healthy and working fine. I don't think I'm sad. I think it's more like hurting and the hurt won't go away. There are moments when I smile as I think of Babe. Em turned right onto a loop on the trail. I tagged along like a stray dog. The thought of me as a stray dog made me smile. Em saw me smiling. What? What, Ray? You're smiling? Oh, nothing, just a random thought, I said. Seeing you smile makes me happy. Each day you learn more about grieving from your lived experience. You said you hurt. That was a good way of describing it, because you are experiencing a deep emotional hurt. I nodded and said, it's an experience I would just soon do without, Em. It's a lived experience, Ray. You taste it, swallow it, and digest it. In the end, it always comes down to the same questions you and I and anyone in the experience must answer each day. We have to ask ourselves if we are choosing to live. And we may have to ask that. And we may have to ask that to ourselves every single minute while we're awake. Sometimes we have to answer those questions each hour of each day. What? Choosing to live and then acting? I asked. Thanks for asking, Ray. Em's laugh was contagious. She stopped whacking and turned to me. My best answer, choose to live, then act on your answer. That's it? You're not going to say more? That's all there is to it, Ray. Think of all the nuances associated with the question, do I choose to live? You say yes when you choose to get up and get out of bed. You say yes when you choose to face each challenge. You say yes when you exercise, eat right, and connect with people. Need I continue? I get the picture, Em. I say yes through each of my actions where I, in small and great ways, affirm I want to live. Yes, Ray, it is through each of your actions you express your answer. If you act defeated and despair, wallow in sadness, and give up hope, you lose your grip on life. We finished our walk and navigated to our cars. Em gave me a hug and said, think about our conversation. It might be a good time to journal. Let's meet Tuesday mid-morning at the coffee shop. Ciao. I smiled and nodded. I watched her pull out of the park onto the busy street, wondering if she missed her calling as a NASCAR driver. Little insights. That's what I got today from walking in the park with Em. Little insights. Sometimes it's good to change the scenery. You get a different perspective on life. It was good to be in a natural setting. I heard birds. I heard insects. I didn't see any wildlife, but it was all good. I had insights. I'm choosing to live, and each time I do something positive, it's a choice to live. Whether it's washing my face, shaving, showering, or combing my hair. Those are things that people who choose to live do. I hope you're choosing to live, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, never quit, never give up. You got this. God bless you. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, @gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.